Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. Monitoring starting at $19 per month. And the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount or give them a call at 630-885-7055. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Contact the Naperville Park District at 630-848-5000 to check out classes in your area or check them out online at www.napervilleparks.org. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding! Check them out at napervilletrolley.com. Or give them a call to book your next ride on the Naperville Trolley at 630-420-2223. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Divine Beauty Lux Spa. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check them out online at Divine Beauty Lux Spa. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Your first class is always free. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO. Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivanssteak.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bracconi's, locations in North and in South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family owned and operated. Check out Bracconi's in North and in South Naperville.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show that airs every Thursday morning live from 9:30 until 10:30. And as I said, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in once again. I'm like repeating. This is like a broken record. It's going over and over again. You know, every week I try to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls. But this week, we're recording the show because, you know, I just said we're live every Thursday, but I cheat. I lied. We're not going to be live this week because it's New Year's Day, and we all want to take a break on New Year's Day, including myself, so I'm recording the show early, a little early. So if you're listening to it now, it's already the new year, so Happy New Year, everybody. 2015, it's going to be an amazing year, that's for sure. So long, 2014, and welcome, 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. We got some great shows lined up for the new year. I'm so excited. I can't wait. So many amazing artists coming on the show. I can't thank my listeners and all of the supporters out there, all my sponsors that have really supported the show since the beginning and continue to support it, and all the new artists coming on. It's going to be a really exciting year. I can't wait. Can't wait to share it all with you. But today is the first show of the new year. We are coming into, this is my 104th, I believe, 104th episode. I can't believe I've done this 104 times. Said hello to you 104 times. It's pretty cool. So thanks for welcoming me into your homes, your cars, listening on your cell phone, on the internet, on the radio, WCKG or 89.9 FM or TuiVille.com or on Blog Talk or Slam Internet Radio. Hey, thanks. Wherever you're listening, thank you so much. And welcome. Welcome to the show. This is the first show, like I said, of the new year, 104th episode. Woo! And we're going to kick off the new year right. We've got Robbie Gold. No, not Robbie Gold, the Bears kicker. It's Robbie Gold, the singer, the amazing singer from Chicago. He's going to be on the show today. We're excited to have him. He'll be just up in a few minutes. Robbie Gold will be on, and Ryan Shiverini from Channel 7's Windy City Live will be on the show as well. Ryan and I are going to be out in Arlington Heights this weekend. Big fundraiser going on this weekend out there to raise awareness for suicide prevention. Here is my, here's my notes on that event. Yes, here we go. I'll be emceeing this event. It's a great night plan this Saturday night, January 3rd. Kick off the new year after you recover from New Year's Eve, right? So you can kick off the new year with me and Ryan Shiverini, the co-host of ABC 7's Windy City Live. There'll be performances by the Michael Reiser Band, our awesome band, and a special acoustic performance by the one and only Robbie Gold, who will be on the show in just a few minutes. All of this will be to support the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a very serious cause, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this later in the show with Ryan Shiverini himself. Can you believe it? He's going to be on the show. He's got a song, a new song out. He released it in August, and a video, too. If you've not seen this song or heard the song or seen this video yet, check it out on YouTube. It's really cool. It's called Chicago. And if you're from Chicago like me, you'll really appreciate this because it shows the best of this city. And if you're not from Chicago, you'll like it too. I know Ryan is not from Chicago. He's a California boy, I think. We're going to confirm that later in the show with Ryan. But he definitely is a face of Chicago. Great guy. He's hilarious. We love him on Windy City Live. And I'm really excited to have him on the show. I met him a couple times. First time I met him, I was a guest. Or I shouldn't say I was a guest. I wasn't a guest. I was in the studio audience at Windy City Live, and they gave out free bathrobes. I got a nice pink bathrobe. It was last year, October. It was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So kind of like an Oprah thing. Look under your seats, everybody. You got something free. And I thought it was going to be a trip around the world. But no, it was a bathrobe. No, it was okay. It was all good. It was really nice. So I met Ryan at that event. In fact, at that taping, they surprised everybody in the audience, not just with bathrobes. We all went to dinner. Oh, this is horrible. I can't even remember the name of the restaurant, the new restaurant. We trolleyed over there, and I sat and ate with Ryan. and Valerie Warner. What a lovely gal she is. So it's a great show in Chicago. And if you are listening outside of Chicago, you've never catched it, you should check it out when you're in the town, or you can even Google it. It's a great show all about Chicago, Windy City Live. In fact, I had heard Ryan came up with the name of that show, Windy City Live. He came up with that himself, so pretty cool. He'll be on the show later on, and we'll be talking about suicide prevention. And again, once again, this Saturday night, I hope you can join us. I'll be emceeing this fun event, the Home Bar, that's in Arlington Heights. I just recently heard about this place, and I went there a couple weeks ago for, I don't know if you remember, a couple weeks ago we had Chris Cagle on the show, one of my favorite country artists, and he was in town, and I had him on the show. Couldn't get him off the show. Couldn't stop talking, that Chris Cagle. No, we loved him. It was really fun talking to him, and he invited me to introduce him at the Home Bar, so I had a chance to get over there and check out that Home Bar. It is a really great venue, really, really great venue. Lots of room, really cool stage, great sound in there, so you don't want to miss this Saturday night over there at the Home Bar. It starts at, I believe, 8 o'clock. Don't take my word for it. Check out homebarchicago.com and find out. It's only $10 to get in. You can purchase the tickets at the door the night of the event as well. And again, a portion of the proceeds at the door will go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So again, Ryan Ciavarrini will be on the show a little later on, and we'll talk to him about that as well. Hey, do you remember it's still December, but early in the season, the holiday season, I release my favorite things. So I'm just going to review them for you because people have been asking me, hey, Dolly, what were your 12 favorite gifts for the holiday season? They missed it for some reason. I don't know how they missed it, but maybe I went through it too fast. So I'm going to go through the top 12 favorite holiday gifts of the season for you, because I also want to do a shout out to all these companies that heard about it, that heard they were on my 12 top gifts of the holiday season, and they sent us gift certificates, baskets, treats, free oil changes, popcorn, to thank not only me, but my listeners who spread the joy this holiday season. So quick shout out to 12 of my favorite holiday gifts to give away, and I will say this, I gave out many of these, and I made a lot of people very, very happy this holiday season. And I love doing this every year. So number one was Le Chocolat. You all know I've talked about this, my passion for dark chocolate. They have the best dark chocolate in the lot. They're in downtown Naperville, so I get my supply there. It's kind of dangerous for being that close, but I'm good now. When they first came to Naperville, it was out of control. We were stopping there like every other day. Now I pace myself. But Le Chocolat had some great dark chocolate, which, is good for you. Okay, I'm going to go through this really quickly. Clark's Car Care, my buddy Matt Weber over there takes care of my car. He gave out free oil changes. Thanks so much, Matt. We love Clark's Car Care. They take really good care of your car. And guys, they have an awesome man cave there while you're waiting for your car. You should check out their man cave. It's really cool. Ladies are welcome too. My third favorite gift to give away this holiday season was a gift certificate to one of my favorite restaurants, Fiamme in downtown Naperville. Awesome old world Italian pizza. Hey, what Italian girl doesn't love a good pizza? Fiamme, check them out. It's a bling thing there in downtown Naperville. Yeah, you've seen my pictures on Facebook. I like to bling it up every now and then. Tokyo Bay is another one of my favorite restaurants. Great sushi, but the best chicken fried rice. You got to have a good chicken fried rice. That's the place to go. And on Thursday nights, they have karaoke. You can find me there. I wouldn't say most Thursday nights, but at least once a month I'm there for karaoke, and we have a great time. Don't we, Steve? Steve's the karaoke guy. Sullivan Steakhouse, they've been a sponsor of my show since the beginning, and because I love that place, they have a Dollytini martini in the bar. You have to ask for it, though. It's not on the menu. It's a secret. Go check it out. Sullivan's, especially in downtown Naperville. Great people over there. Randy, say hello to Randy, the manager there. Very warm. Love that place, and who has a better steak than Sullivan Steakhouse? I don't think anybody does, not in Chicago. Colonel's, gourmet popcorn and more. I gave away these tins of popcorn to people, shipped them out to them. Best holiday gift ever. You get them the Chicago mix. Perfect. I found out then my next place is David's Tea. I discovered this place when they opened up in downtown Naperville, but they have one in Chicago as well. And we gave away free tea to everybody on the show, and practically everybody got a cup of free tea. And I'm still giving away free tea. So a zillion and one blends of tea. And yes, in fact, yesterday I was in there, and I got one to speed up my metabolism. Well, I don't know if it really works, but that's what they say. But it was perfect for right after Christmas, after all the cookie eating we've done. Needed that. Number nine is Katie's Goodness. Those are those cookies I've been raving about since I first discovered them in the baggie at the Chicago Emmys when I went in November or October. Gosh, when were the Emmys? October, November? Jeez. Yeah, October. Went to the Emmys in October, and in the little swag bag they gave you, these cookies, Katie's Goodness, all the proceeds from these cookies go to our veterans. How perfect is that? I love that. And those cookies were delicious. We've had the chief baker, founder, president on the show before, a lovely gal, and we'll have her on again. So fascinating how she started this cookie company, and she gives back. That's the best thing about these companies, they give back. Mary Poppins is playing at the Paramount Theater. I just got tickets for my goddaughter. I only had one cup of coffee today. My goddaughter and one of my best friends, Kirsten, and my goddaughter, I got them tickets to see Mary Poppins, and she absolutely loved it. I also took my kids to see it. That was a great gift. I love giving gifts where you can either eat them or see them. No knickknacks from me. Nope. The only knickknack that came even close was a CD to the Henningsons, the Christmas CD for the Henningsons, which is one of my favorite country trios, the Henningsons, and they had a great our family Christmas CD that came out. That was another one of my favorite gifts to give away, the gift of music. You know I love music. We feature a lot of artists on this show. And I'm picky. I'm picky about my music. I am. And that is just fantastic. And then finally, I fly. They have locations in Naperville and in Rosemont. And if you've always wanted the experience of jumping out of an airplane but never wanted to take it to that extreme, you can experience that here. It's an indoor skydiving experience. I fly Naperville. I fly Chicago. And we gave away two iFly experiences to a lucky listener. And actually, it turned out to be my neighbor up at my old lake house in Lake Geneva, Bob Biddle. Hey, Bob. So Bob was listening. Thanks for everybody listening. When you listen, you get free stuff. So it pays to listen. So thank you to iFly and all of these great businesses, a lot of them small, I'm proud to say, for making the favorite things list, favorite holiday gift list, and for donating and surprising me and all of my listeners with some really cool giveaways. And we still have free oil changes at Clark's Car Care to give away. So if you send me a message on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, we've got your names, and I've got some helpers here that'll help me, and we randomly pick names, and we give you free stuff. So you just got to listen and like and be nice. All right, so we went through that list. Hallelujah, we got through that. Okay, as I said, this weekend we're going to be at the Home Bar in Arlington Heights. The Dolly McCarthy Show will be there. I'm going to be emceeing this great charity event with a portion of the proceeds going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And I'm thrilled to have as my first guest someone who's going to be there this Saturday night. You may have heard of him. His name is Robbie Gold. No, he is not, and he gets this all the time. I'm sure he's sick of this. He's not the kicker for the Bears. Robbie Gold is his own man. He is an amazing artist and singer and songwriter, and he's very well known in the Chicagoland area. We're really glad to finally have him on the show, Mr. Robbie Gold. Hey, Robbie.
Hello, how are you? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for finally having me. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Well, you know, we've been talking about getting you on for quite a while. You are a busy, busy guy, especially this time of year.
It really is a little nuts right now with all the holidays and people, everyone celebrating. So lots of different events and such.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that's really cool about Robbie, he is a singer and a songwriter. We love having that combination on this show. I love people that just present themselves give of themselves. You know, singing is one thing, but to write a song, it's really giving of yourself, your soul, to your listeners, to your fans. And that's such a cool thing. And I love having those kind of artists on my show talk about, you know, what it is, how you got started, Robbie. Well, you're originally from the Chicagoland area. First, let's start out with that. You're from the Chicagoland area. Where were you born and raised?
I'm born and raised from Highland Park. I went to Highland Park High School, and I'm a local guy. So, and then my dad is who got me started on music. So he was a drummer, and then he got me started. He always played oldies when I was growing up, and I just got addicted to music.
But you weren't always, you didn't all, you play guitar. You're an amazing guitarist and singer, really. When I first heard that, you sent me, you emailed me, and you sent me one of your songs, Stalling, which we're going to play a little bit later in the show. You know, I have to say, within the first 20 seconds of that song, I said, boom, yeah, I want this guy on my show, for sure. You are so talented. But, you know, I know it doesn't come that easy for you, for artists out there, for people to really to appreciate your music. In fact, not many people know this, but I think, well, maybe a lot of people do know this, but maybe not. I actually didn't know this, but you were a contestant on American Idol, and they gonged you after a few seconds. What's up with that? I wonder how many great artists out there have been gonged.
I didn't even get any lyrics out of my mouth. They were like, next, but, you know, I think I learned from that those shows are like very much TV auditions, you know, so I didn't take it personally. It was kind of like a cattle call type situation, and didn't go my way, but it only gave me more motivation.
Well, I think that's what it is. Things happen in this world for a reason, and you're very, very talented, and I think if they would have heard you, given you a shot, you would have gotten a lot further, but that's TV. There's got to be some drama there. And
exactly.
But at the same time, it does put a little fire under your butt. Is that
it
what
does.
Say? Makes you work
this
harder.
Girl,
and appreciate
this girl that made it. This girl that made it ahead of me. She had like blue hair and an accordion, and she made it ahead of me. And I started singing for like 2 seconds, and they were like, next. So that I got pretty motivated. I got pretty motivated from that.
Did it motivate you to want to dye your hair blue? Hey man, maybe you could hair
and start accordion instead of guitar. No, actually, not. It did not.
I'm teasing you. So one thing about you, Robbie, is you're such a Chicago guy, and we love that. I love supporting Chicago people here. You've sung at Wrigley Field, or you sing frequently at Wrigley Field, right? Or around that area. You're at the Captain Morgan Club.
Yeah,
have you ever sung
the Captain Morgan Patio. I'm sorry.
So the Captain Morgan Patio, for those of you listening and are not familiar with that, that's like a bar connected into Wrigley Field, and a lot of people stop there before or after the game, and Robbie's in there. Are you there every game?
I was there every home game last year, pregame. But it changes up now because they have a couple other artists they're using as well. So I'll be doing some national anthems and then some pregames also. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've sung inside Wrigley Field, on the field. What was that experience like for you?
The first time I didn't have my guitar, which is like my safety net. Like I feel so comfortable behind my guitar. So it was a little freaky, but, and there's a delay, a pretty good delay when you're singing it. So those two things kind of threw me off. But then the second time I had my guitar and I was used to my delay at that point, and it was like the best thing ever. Combining my two favorite things on this planet.
Your two favorite, what, baseball and singing or what? Wrigley Field?
Cubs and singing. Unfortunately, the Cubs and singing.
Hey, speaking of the Cubs, you know I'm a huge Cubs fan. Do you think 2015 is going to be the year, as the professor on Back to the Future predicted?
I really do. I really do think this is the year. I think that you just got to go with it. If you have something like that that's already so tailor-made from like Back to the Future, you just got to go with it. So I think we should all just get Back to the Future 2 shirts and just go with it. This is our year.
I have to agree with you. I'm going to go with it. All right, so let's talk about your music. You've got the sexy voice going on, Robbie Gold.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. It's just it reminded me just a little bit of John Mayer. Just a little.
That's
bit.
Quite a,
do people tell you
he's,
that?
He's one of my favorites. Yes. He's one of my favorites, so I take that as a nice, very nice compliment.
Yeah, but you're not a John Mayer cover guy. You are your own person, and I at first I thought of that, but then I'm as I'm listening to your music, it is Robbie Gold. Robbie Gold, and it's great music. So congratulations to you. Tell me a little bit more about your, describe your music.
I'd say my music, like I'd say my biggest influences, as you said, are John Mayer and such, but also an element I add to that is like Michael Jackson, kind of soulful element. So I think there's like kind of an R&B soulful element to my music, and then also just like kind of pays homage to the songwriters that I listen to, like Jack Johnson and Jason Mraz, Gavin DeGraw, those type of guys. So you can really, I really like listen to my tracks and I hear all those artists in each song.
And you've also done some very impressive touring or opened up for some impressive bands. Hanson, is that
I
right?
I did open for Hanson. Oom Bop and Hanson.
How was that experience?
It was great. I was at Indiana University at that time, and I entered a contest to open for them, and I won, so I was pretty happy about that. And those guys kill it. I mean, those guys have been doing it for like over 20 years. They're just killing it.
It's hard to believe they've been around that long, too.
I know. It's unbelievable. It makes me feel not young.
And you are so young. What are you? You're still in your 20s, right?
That. I'm 29, so you could say I'm still in my 20s. I'm grasping the straws when I say I'm still in my 20s.
You're definitely in your 20s still. Just live it for a while, at least.
I'll just keep saying it.
The 30s are fun. The 30s are a good time, too. That's for sure. You're more, you know.
It's all a good time, you know. You're a little more chilled out, I think, when you get to 30.
Just wait till you get to your 40s.
I've seen This Is 40, so I have some kind of precursor, but that movie is a little over the top, so hopefully it's not that dramatic.
So you got a song called Stalling that we're going to play. I like it. It's a relationship song, right? Tell us about that song. You wrote it, and tell us what it's about.
Well, pretty much that song is about after I've been with someone in a pretty bad relationship for a while that didn't end well, I was talking to my best friend again, who I thought was great, and she told me to protect my heart more. And so I took that line and I just kind of sang it and then just kind of made it into that song.
Yeah, I really like it. I can't wait to play it for my listeners. It's a great song. And when you sent it to me, Robbie, within 20 seconds, I'm like, I'm liking the song. I'm really liking it. And
thank you so much.
You know, I don't know. I guess because I've been listening, I've become somewhat of a semi-professional at picking out good songs. Can I just say that? Because I hear a lot of music, and you just know, sometimes you just know when you hear it that's going to be a hit or that's a great song. And that's what I got from this song here, and I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So let's talk more about your music. You are traveling around Chicago. Where do you perform mostly? Where can people catch you besides before the Cubs games? Are you going to be playing a lot of Cubs games this coming season?
I will hopefully be playing a lot this season, but we do a lot of like casino gigs in different cities. We do like pretty much a lot of horseshoe casinos in the Midwest. So we go to like Cincinnati and Hammond, and we do all those horseshoes. And then also we do a few things with Live Nation over the summer where we play before some of the bigger bands. And then just all over the city, at the beach, at festivals, at private parties, at corporate events, just anywhere, everywhere.
Well, you truly are a Chicago guy. And you have the Robbie Gold Band, so let's do a shout-out to your band members here. Not just Robbie Gold, we've got great band members.
Yeah, we've got Kevin Clark on the drums, who is also the drummer in the movie School of Rock. He's pretty great. And then Matt Lowdown Cushing on the bass. He's my bass-slapping bass player.
Awesome. And you are friends with a guest that's going to be on our show a little later, Ryan Shiverini from Windy City Live. And he came out with a song. We'll give Ryan a chance to plug his song later, not during Robbie Gold's time. But I know you were a part of his video and the song there. What was that experience like, and how did you get involved with that?
That was awesome. You know, I actually met Ryan about 4 years ago at Grant Park for some charity event. It was like a 5K for some charity. I actually can't remember what charity it was. But it was very cold outside, and he took notice of the acoustic guitar and says he liked that stuff. So we kind of stayed in touch, and then he had me on his show. And then he asked me to help him with this song, Chicago, that he had written. And I came on the show and sang it with him on his birthday. And then we started shooting the, or then we started recording the song out in Elmwood Park at this at Orion's studio. And then we started doing the video, and that was awesome because we got to hang out with Ernie Banks on top of the Lincoln Hotel and shoot some of that. So that was super fun. It was a great experience.
Was that where you guys were? Because I saw the video a couple of days ago. I know the song came out, the video came out in August. Is that right? And
that sounds right. It was a summer thing.
It was a late summer thing. You know, the thing is, it's such a really cool song. We're going to play it on the show a little later, too. But you look great in the video. It looks so much fun. Ernie Banks is in it. We got Spice Adams, Double A, and the drums in there. That was hilarious. I love that guy. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. That was such a good day. Such a nice day.
Okay, the next time you do something fun like that, Robbie, will you invite me? I want to be a part of it.
I didn't even know you. We weren't even like homies yet. We definitely got to roll. And we're going to do the Cubs parties again if I can get into that again.
Oh my God, I'm actually Robbie Gold's homie, guys. Did you hear him? He called me a homie. We're homies.
Oh, you're definitely my homie. I don't know how cool that makes you. I think that I don't know how cool that sounds coming out of my mouth, but I'll take it.
I feel really cool now. I feel so cool. Oh yeah, we're definitely going to be getting together this summer at Wrigley. It's like one of my favorite places on this earth.
And it's not going to be depressing this year, so it's like all sorts of incentives.
Yes. Yes, for sure. They're going all the way, guys. They're going all the way.
They really are.
John
Lester. It's not even going to be close.
John Lester. John Lester's in the house.
He's going to pitch a no-hitter in the World Series with his eyes closed. That's how I feel
right
now.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
Robbie Gold, the psychic.
Just throwing it out there.
So, Robbie, do people confuse you a lot with Robbie Gold, the kicker? Do you? What's that like for you? Do you get annoyed, or do you like...
No, I don't get annoyed because he's pretty much one of the better kickers ever, so that helps. If he was a bad kicker, then I would probably really not like it because it would be like... But, I mean, on the games after he misses a big field goal, it's a little rough at the bar scene. You know, I kind of get a little wrathful, but kind of comes with the territory. But, he's actually a really good guy. So, and he's kind of a Chicago guy. I'm cool.
Hey, Robbie, we lost you. Are you there?
I'm here now. Can you hear me?
Here we go. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry about that.
You were like going in some sort of a cave. Were you in the man cave or something? Moving in.
I'm actually Batman. I'm Batman, so I was in the bat cave.
One time I saw Batman, and I thought you were going to be at that event, and I saw Batman. I'm like, that's really odd. Robbie's not here, but
right?
Batman's here. I wonder if it's Robbie.
It's always one or the other.
So you're a Chicago guy, Highland Park, born and raised. So let's go through. I like to ask some of my Chicago friends, Dennis and Nama, your homie. So what's your favorite hot dog stand in the city? You got a favorite hot dog stand in the city?
Byron's on Irving. They're my buddies. I go in there like all the time because it's actually across the street from me. But like the other day, I left my wallet at home, gave me my food, and then I brought money back later, and they wouldn't accept it.
Aww.
So that's,
wow, you know,
that's
you
the deal
really...
that's the deal they're having now. So everyone should go there. It's free food.
You're a big shot now. You know you're hot when you go to a hot dog stand in Chicago and they don't.
Or you know you spend too much money at Byron's.
Oh yeah,
either
that
way,
could be a
sign. I'm happy about it.
Mustard or ketchup?
I don't like mustard in any form.
Really? Do you put ketchup on your
hot
dogs?
I'm like the anti-Chicago. I put so much ketchup on my hot dogs. I put ketchup on my hot dog, and then I dip my hot dog in ketchup.
Oh, my God.
Byron's one of the places where they'll call you out for it in front of the whole line of people, too. But I don't care because I don't like mustard. So. Pretty
simple.
You know,
if they have ketchup in the place, you know, hey, don't knock the man. It's kind of like Gene and Jude.
What's it doing there if I'm not supposed to eat it, you know?
Exactly. Gene and Jude's, there's no ketchup to be had. In fact... because it's like just mustard. It's sacrilegious to put ketchup on your hot dog. But if you go next door, because I have younger kids and they like ketchup on their hot dog, you go next door to McDonald's, it's like $1.50 for a package of ketchup because they know everybody's going to go over there and try to get their ketchup.
Wow. Ketchup packet hiking.
Funny?
It's all Obama's fault.
I never heard of such a thing. A McDonald's charging for a package of ketchup. Okay,
right.
What's your favorite team? Well, we know that. That's Chicago Cubs, right?
I'm actually just slightly a bigger Bulls fan than a Cub fan.
Oh, really?
Just
why
because
is that?
Because I love basketball more than baseball.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair
but
enough.
But other than that, I would still rather see the Cubs win the World Series than the Bulls win anything.
Do you think we could bring the city together, both sides, North and South, together if the Cubs win or get to the World Series? Do you think that the Cubs or Sox fans are going to be happy for us? Like we were for the Sox fans when they went to the World Series?
If they make the World Series, too, they'll be happy for us. If they don't, then they'll just be bitter.
I think so. I would hope.
I wasn't happy. I wasn't very happy for the White Sox when they won.
That's not true.
I was very angry. It gives me some sort of relief as a Cub fan anytime I hear that the White Sox lost. I know that's bad, but you know, just being honest. Or if there's an injury or they lose one of their best players, that usually feels pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God, Robbie.
I'm just being honest.
You gotta
I want to be honest on the radio.
Yeah. Okay. How about your favorite Chicago pizza? You got a favorite?
Lou Malnati's or Paisanos, because I think they're owned by the same people.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, Lou Malnati's, hands down. Holy cow.
I know. I hate when people say the other places. It's like, come on, are you serious? Have you actually tried Lou Malnati's?
You know what? I have to say, I never heard of Lou Malnati's growing up, and I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. I never heard of Lou Malnati's until I was like 20. We would always go to Gino's East or Uno's in Chicago. Now, that was Chicago pizza. So, I have to do some Googling and find out when Lou Malnati's came on the scene and why the heck I never heard of them, which probably was a good thing because now I just can't get enough of Lou Malnati's. That's for sure.
I really can't. Yeah, and anytime I go by there, it's like I am tempted.
Do they say to you, hey, Robbie, we'll give you free pizza, just sing for us? Or do you run into people?
I have sang for many, many meals of my life, but I haven't had that experience over at Lou Malnati's. Still making me pay over at Lou Malnati's, so you know I haven't made it yet.
So, Robbie, I love asking these kind of questions. We'll get back to some more of these questions. These are fun. But so are you doing this full-time? A lot of artists have full-time, you know, jobs in the day, and then at night they're singing. So you're full-time.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do it if you didn't do it full-time. I couldn't see it working because it's just so – you have to be constantly, if you're not playing, then you should be promoting. And if you're not promoting, you should be booking. I don't see any time for a regular job. I've thought about earlier when I first started doing after college, I thought about doing another job, but then it would demand too much of my time. So I wouldn't be available if something cool came up. So
yeah.
I've never considered it doing any other way.
Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to see yourself? You know, let's say a year from now, 2 years from now.
In 2 years from now, ideally, I'd like to have a couple of my songs, licensed, so they're, on different commercials or different TV shows. Like, the TV show Catfish on MTV has, a featured song and a featured band every once in a while, so something like that would be cool. And then I'd like to open for some nationally known acts, but otherwise, I don't really want to change much. I've always wanted to live near Wrigley Field and play music, and I'm doing both those things, so I'm super happy.
Aww. Yeah,
yeah,
I used to live near Wrigley Field. I was really happy down there. It's a happy place. Happy part of the city.
It's neighborhoody over here. You know, you go downtown, I like River North, and everything's very clean and fancy, but I like it. It's very neighborhoody, very lots of different people over here. Very interesting. Never a dull moment over in the Wrigleyville area.
Well, that's for sure. And there's going to be a lot of excitement out on the north side this coming season. When is opening day? We got to make plans, Robbie. Meet up on opening day.
I know,
we
really do. This opening day is going to be pretty epic. Because there's just going to be a good buzz going on over there. Because people are going to feel like every year we say, oh, well, this year we're going to be good. But I feel like, you know, this year we actually have some young talent to base that off of. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about seeing you at Captain Morgan's Club. And I hopefully I'll be at a game that you're singing the national anthem.
We'll make
have
sure
you
that
ever sung? Here's one of the things on my bucket list. Do you share this? I want to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at Wrigley Field. I'm going to announce it right now for everybody to hear. I want to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at Wrigley Field. Is that something that's on your bucket list?
It's definitely on there. And it's, you know, actually for you, that's better chances of that happening than ever, because I think they kind of narrowed it back to Chicago media people instead of, you know, they used to have like Kid Rock and Ozzy Osbourne, and then they realized no one knew the words of the song, so they kept it local. So I think that you have a really good shot.
I think so. Can you put in a good word for me over there at Wrigley?
I'm gonna have to tell
maybe you and I should
Jorge Soler to make sure it happens. I don't know if he has any pull on that, but we'll see.
Maybe we could do it together. That would be fun. That would be a good time.
That'd be awesome.
Me and my
do
homie,
little,
Robbie Gold.
A little bit of homie action from a little duet. I like that. Some harmonies.
All right. So now with your song, tell us about some of your other music. We're stalling a little bit because guess who was late for calling into the show?
We're not gonna
pick on him. Ryan Ciccarini.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, he's stalling a little bit. He's stalling yet again.
So we have more time to talk about you. Okay, so we're talking right now. Let me just, if you're tuning in just now, we're talking to one of my favorite Chicago singer-songwriters, Robbie Gold. He's from Chicago, guys. So reach out to him, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Twitter. Why don't you throw those out there for our listeners, Robbie?
Yeah.
And you have a website too, right?
The website's robbiegoldmusic.com. I'm not actually quite sure. I think it's facebook.com/robbiegoldmusic, but that could be a lie. But if you just Google Robbie Gold Music, pretty much all the websites come up. And then, I don't remember anything. And then Spotify, it's on Spotify and also on SoundCloud and iTunes. SoundCloud is free, so that's probably your best bet, audience. That's what I would be going
for. Well,
we
like the free stuff. How about the free stuff on this show?
I'm a fan of the free stuff, I'm not going to lie, so I can relate.
Hey, Robbie, guess what? Your time is up, my friend, but we have one more question for you. Are you playing this weekend? This weekend, it's a big weekend. Trick question.
I'm actually playing January 2nd at the Beer Market in Vernon Hills.
Oh, okay. So
you've
got a gig Friday night. I was hinting around to Saturday night because I get to meet you for the first time.
I'm
We've been
so
homies
excited.
For a
That's
few
so
months
strange.
Now, and we're finally going to meet.
Right. What kind of homies haven't, like, shared the stage?
Okay, Friday night, you are where again?
It's at the Beer Market in Vernon Hills, and then Saturday at home in Arlington Heights.
Okay, the home bar in Arlington Heights. That's going to be a great time. So, Robbie will
I'm
be
really
there.
Excited.
I can't wait. Special acoustic performance by Robbie Gold. Robbie, it's been so fun talking to you. Will you come back on the show again?
Anytime. You're going to be sick of me at the end of this summer.
No, I don't see that happening. I love your music. Keep going, my friend.
I will.
Okay, I'll see you Saturday night at the home bar in Arlington Heights. Okay, we're going to be playing Robbie Gold. You're so welcome. All right. Stay in touch, Robbie. Here's Robbie Gold stalling. Coming up, Ryan Ciccarini, Windy City Live.
Know just what to say, 'cause everyone around me seems easily amazed. Yeah, I wanna call you. No one in this world knows me like you do. We're stalling yet again. You're all I wanna see. In all the years I've known you, you let me feel like me. And I wanna call you. No one in this world knows me like you do. We're stalling yet again. It's never been right. So conveniently, like it's right now. Give me a try. Take you everywhere I go. She told me protect my heart. And it's time I start. Yeah, yeah. knows me like you do. Worst darling, yet again. It's never been right. So conveniently, like it's right now. Give me a try. I will take you everywhere I go. She told me, protect my heart. And it's time I start. And they told me, protect my heart. It's time I start.
Listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
I said hello. Dolly. I said hello.
Dolly. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
She's bringing the news.
I said hello. Hello.
Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice
Dolly.
To have you back where you belong.
I said
Dolly.
Hello.
So one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go. While you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. All right. Robbie Gold. That was so fun talking to my homie, Robbie Gold, playing out this weekend at the Home Bar in Arlington Heights. And Ryan Civarini is going to be joining us, the one and only Ryan Civarini, the host of ABC 7's Windy City Live. Yeah, they're paying me to plug this show. Ryan, are you there?
Hey, Ryan, I'm here, Dolly. What's happening?
Hey, so good to hear from you. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Absolutely, no problem. I just got back. We had great holidays in California, so it's nice to be back in Chicago. And now we got to start rehearsing because I was listening on Robbie, so we'll be getting together this weekend for a good cause.
For sure, great cause. You are a big supporter. I was telling everybody earlier on the show, you came up. Did you write this song, Chicago? By the way. Is this your song?
Yeah, I wrote it. I composed it. I put every musician together for that. And we went in the studio and, kind of created it. The song really developed and changed quite a bit from when I first wrote it to how we recorded it. And then we shot the music video and I edited it in my house. So it was really a fun project over the past summer, and it was able to raise some good money and awareness for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which, has affected me personally with the loss of my brother, and it's amazing how many people are affected by this. So I was really happy to kind of show a different side of me, I guess, and put a little bit of my music out there, which I've never done before.
Well, absolutely. Chicago saw definitely a different side of you. We know you can do news. We know you can do sports. We know you can talk to people. We know you can laugh. And you got that, adorable boy next door charm. But who knew that Ryan Civarini could sing? Good thing, folks.
Yeah. It's debatable. It's still debatable.
Oh, I saw it. I heard the song. It's fantastic. We're going to play it a little later on. Well, right after we talked
right
to
on.
You.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we had a
for
good
sure.
time making that video, and I called in a ton of favors to do that. A lot of good people around Chicago that let us use their venues, and Ernie Banks came out in support, and it was really fun. I met Ernie, when I was doing sports years back, and he was always, I don't know if you've met Ernie, but he's great, and he's always a good guy, and he's always like, hey, if you need anything, you let me know. So I took him up on it, and I dropped him an email. And I didn't even know Ernie Banks emailed, but he apparently does. So I dropped him an email, and I said, hey, you told me if I needed anything to contact you, so I wrote you into this song. I want to see if you will come to the video. And sure enough, he came. So it was really cool to have him there.
Well, that is so good. And the video just totally captures the spirit of Chicago, the best of Chicago. And you really did a great job. Not bad for a California boy. Am I right? You're from California? But
yeah, hey, I've been in Chicago almost 10 years now, so I think I've been ordained now after that.
Yeah. We've adopted you. One of our favorite sons. All right, we'll give you that.
All right, deal.
Especially with this video. It's such a great video. It truly captures the spirit of Chicago. And you're having a ball, which people in Chicago, that's what we're having. We're having a ball here. In the video, I'm laughing because right off the bat, you got Mark Giangreco driving a convertible. Was that his convertible or is that yours?
That's his car. Like that? Yeah, that's a 56 T-Bird, I believe, or 57 T-Bird. That is a beautiful car. And he had it sitting in his garage. He's basically, since I have lived in Chicago, he's been working on that car. He literally gets his hands dirty and works on the car, and then he's got a team of people that got that thing ready for car shows and stuff. So that thing has won national accolades. It is beautiful. You didn't see the engine in the video, but you could eat off that engine. It's all chromed out.
Oh my
it's
God.
A beautiful
wow.
car. And I knew that we needed one element that would be fun like that. And I didn't want to use, you know, a modern day sports car. So I was thinking, who has a cool old car? And then it just hit me. And sure enough, Mark's car was working. He had a lot of trouble with that car, running some weeks and not running. And hey, that thing was running at the right time. We shot the video. And then he calls me a couple days later. He goes, "It's a good thing we shot that the other day. My car's broke down again." I'm like, oh. So, yeah,
it
kind of all worked out. And then, you know, we shot that at Jay Parker on the rooftop, and it was raining the day that we were shooting. And then, sure enough, it's like the clouds opened up. It became a beautiful day for about 2 hours. We shot for 2 hours, and then it poured rain again.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because the video, it looks like the perfect Chicago day. I see Spice Adams is in the video. Does he play the drums for real?
He can play a little bit. He's not playing on the track. But I used to do a show called The Chicago Huddle with Anthony Adams, and we did that at the ESPN Zone years back, and you know who our singer was? It was Lee DeWise, who became the American Idol from Mount Prospect. Well, he was my in-house band at the time, so Anthony would, during commercial breaks, would jump over on the drums and play a little bit, and the crowd would get impressed, you know. So he's got some rhythm for sure, and he's got great comedic timing if you've seen any of his videos on YouTube.
Oh, my God. The man is hilarious. I'm Facebook friends with him. Actually, I met him for the first time at the Chicago Emmys. It was hilarious. We sold Dave Savini's Emmys, and Spice and I are Anthony Adams, double AU, whatever you want to call him. The guy has so many nicknames. We posed for pictures at the step and repeat on the red carpet with our Emmys, but they were really Dave Savini's. It was hilarious. The guy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Anthony's a ham. We've had him do all kinds of things on our show. He's dressed up as Santa Claus. He's game for just about whatever you'll ask him to do. So it was nice to have him. Him support the song and come out as well. He's been a good friend for a long time.
Well, the video, it looks so much fun. I'm very jealous that I was not invited, but I know you're going to be writing some more because it was a huge
success.
Yeah,
everybody keeps asking me, like, when you come out with the next one? I'm like, oh, slow down. You don't realize how much work. You can
see why
professional musicians take 6 months to do an album or a year to do an album. It is very time consuming, there's no doubt. So I was spending all of my free time outside of my show to be in the studio, and I was, if you talk to the people, Woolly Records is the one who recorded that with Ryan McGuire, and I drove him crazy. I mean, he's recorded a lot of musicians, and I just kept not liking certain parts, and I kept changing it, and at one point, I drove him nuts, but we finally got it done, and the song is on iTunes under Chicago. You can YouTube Chicago or my name, Ryan Chabrini, and the video will pop up, and you can obviously watch that for free on YouTube. We're really just trying to, you know, celebrate the city, and right now it's a good flashback to think about how nice the weather was in the summer, and
yeah,
hopefully,
how about,
you know, we can raise some awareness and some money.
Yeah, and you really were passionate about this. Is this the first time you've written a song and done something like this at this,
yeah,
at this level?
It's the first time that I released anything publicly. I mean, I've written probably 10 songs, my dad is a professional musician and singer, so I grew up around music. And, you know, in my about 10 years ago, I started really getting serious about playing the guitar. And I started writing some songs, you know, about 7 years ago or so. And that was the first song that I wrote. You know, I lost my brother, who was only 20 years old, about 5 years ago. And it was something I never talked about publicly. And I was really, like, ashamed of it and really, you know, it was the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. And I couldn't write anything musically. You know, I would just write stuff as a hobby and, you know, play with guys like Robbie Gold around the city and things like that just for fun. But I just couldn't write. Everything I would want to write down was very depressing. And it was, you know, shifted toward my brother. And that was the first song I wrote after his passing that was kind of a fun, upbeat song. And, you know, and obviously it's about our city. And so that's why I chose to record that song for that cause. You know, I didn't want it to be a sad song. I wanted it to be a happy song and something that that people would listen to and kind of, you know, put a smile on their face, hopefully.
Well, absolutely. But it does raise a tremendous amount of awareness for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which this weekend you and I will be out at the Home Bar in Arlington Heights. A portion of the proceeds from that event are going to go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a very serious thing. It hit an epidemic. No one wants to talk about it because, as you said, Ryan, I think a lot of people affected by it, I myself personally too, you feel a sense of shame that you weren't there. You feel like, what could I have done differently? What could I do?
Right.
What could I have done to prevent it? And really, you know, these events raise awareness and help families cope and deal with this sudden loss.
Yeah, you know, I did the Out of the Darkness walk, and I spoke at it, and it was, you know, it was, you know, kind of nerve-wracking to go and make this appearance, but I just was overwhelmed by the number of people that were there that have been directly affected. I mean, there were more than 5,000 people there for the walk, and, you know, G. Suki, who is on my show, on Wednesday Live, she's been directly affected with her father. And like, you think about the three people that sit on that desk on Wednesday Live, it's Val, me, and G. And two of the three have been directly affected by this. And then we both went to the walk and spoke, and it just was incredible to see the number of people that showed up and that were affected by it. And you know, the goal was to raise $525,000 this year. They've been able to raise over $750,000 this year. So, I mean, to pass your goal by, you know, more than 200 grand is pretty incredible. And, you know, I like to think that we've had a small part to do with that. And you know, come Saturday night at Home Bar in Arlington Heights, we're going to have, you know, a lot of fun, a lot of good music, a lot of good musicians. You just had Robbie Gold on, who's incredibly talented. And really helped me out with my song too, and he did all the harmonizing and the backup vocals and all of that stuff. But yeah, $10. We're just asking for a $10 donation. We're gonna have a good time. We'll take as many pictures and songs as people want to hear, and we're gonna have a good time. But I think that's the thing, is celebrating life and celebrating, you know, how lucky we all are, and to have our mental health, because it's such. As you mentioned, nobody wants to talk about it because it's got that, you know, it's kind of, it kind of has that black cloud over it. But I think, sadly, you know, what's interesting is my song was released the day after Robin Williams died. And that was just by chance. I mean, when you release a song on iTunes, you get a date that it's going to be released. And ours was, you know, planned a month in advance. And when that happened, it was like it opened people's eyes, you know, and the timing of it was just incredible. I mean, it was really eerie, really, because I think when that happened with Robin Williams, people started realizing, wow, this is not only is this a serious thing, but it's like people that appear like they have it all don't if they don't have their mental health.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan Ciborini, we've been talking to Ryan Ciborini from Chicago's own Windy City Live. He's the co-host along with Val Warner. He's adorable, by the way. How's the show going?
Show's going great. We're in season 4. We have, I just found out, we have Kevin Costner coming on the show on the 9th. So that'll be a nice thing. But we've been really we've been able to land a lot of big stars, and it's been really cool. I mean, I don't think people realized how many major celebrities and actors are coming through Chicago, because we're the first show like this. I mean, I guess since AM Chicago 25 years ago. And we really had we have a small staff that works incredibly hard, and we've been able to, I think, connect with the city and really showcase Chicago and everything it has to offer, and all the people that have stopped through. It's just amazing when I look back and see the guest lineup that we've had. I mean, we've had everybody from, John McCain, who almost, became president, to, Channing Tatum, to Vince Vaughn. I mean, to Mike Tyson's been on the show 3 times. I mean, it's amazing how many people we've been able to book on the show, and it's been fun. It's can't believe it's 4 seasons already. I mean, it's flying.
Yeah, it looks like it's a great show. I don't forget your studio audience. I have been a celebrity studio audience member. I'm kidding.
That's awesome.
I've never been a guest, but I've been in the studio audience twice now. I think one time, Ryan, I got to meet you. We took a trolley to a restaurant. I can't even remember the name of the restaurant. I feel awful about it, but they treated everybody to lunch, and that was fun. I got to meet you and talk to you a little bit.
Oh yeah, one of our audience experiences. It's been cool too. We've been able to do a lot of fun things for the audience, and obviously I've been to shows before too, and so it's always nice when you can kind of surprise the audience with something like that. I remember I went to Oprah. I didn't get anything that day.
Yeah, I know. So we love the free stuff. We love that you gave away. We
right.
got pink bathrobes. It was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then we went out.
Oh, right.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much
fun. I remember that.
Yeah, the show is great. It's a great show. I love the how you have the local Chicago angle, and then you feature these celebrities from all over the world, but then you bring it down and feature the best of Chicago, and you talk about. I was talking to Robbie Gold. This is what I like to do on my show, talk about. We got a few more minutes here, and we talked about his favorite places in Chicago for a hot dog. Do you have a favorite place for a hot dog or pizza?
Oh, well, I love Portillo's. I love Portillo's. We've actually had Dick Portillo on the show. He's been really a big supporter of our show, too. But aside from that, I fell in love with Portillo's when I moved here. For pizza, I'm a Giordano's guy. Love Giordano's.
Yeah.
But we have, so many great places. It's you have to really up the cardio when living in Chicago. But I would say those two probably, pizza and hot dog. Yeah, can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. Well, now let's update everybody. In 2012, Modern Luxury Magazine named Ryan Chivarini among Chicago's most eligible bachelors, and New City named him the best-looking male TV personality. Have you been holding the title since then?
Yeah, who comes up with that? Who comes up with that? This is going to be like, I guess when I get old, I can tell my grandkids this. What is that? Who decides that award? Wow. I don't know. I guess I got to get my manicures done now and really getting soft. My brother who played in the NFL, I'm a twin brother, and I was a football player in college. My brother got wind of that, and he has not let me live that down. He's like,
oh,
wow, you really went soft on me.
Gotta love brothers, especially a twin brother. Oh, my goodness. It's
The rivalry was pretty fierce growing up in that household, I'll tell you. And,
Ryan,
he's actually coaching now. He's a football coach at Texas Tech. So I just got a chance to hang out with him back home, and he always tells me he could host my show. So I tell him he's gonna have to. He's been on the show a few times, but it would be fun to see him fill in host sometime.
Oh my God, that would be a riot! And your twins, do you look? Are you identical twins?
We look nothing alike.
We look nothing alike.
I mean, we look like brothers, but we don't look like twins at all. So it's not like we could switch classes when we were kids and do all that thing that the identical twins did. But we fist fought about 4 times a week, 5 times a week. We were night and day opposite. But now as we've gotten older, we appreciate each other a lot more. But he spent 4.5 years in the NFL, and now he's coaching. So we both seem to have turned out okay, I guess.
Yes, you definitely did. And Ryan, you know what? As a fellow Chicagoan myself, from the North, born and raised on the Northwest Side, I want to thank you for everything you've done. You do so much charity work in this town. You really have been good to people in this town, and keep up the good work and all you're doing for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Thanks for everything you're doing there. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. Hey, everybody, come on out. Meet Ryan Shiverini, Rhymes with Linguini. Come on out.
That's right. Come out. Home Bar, Arlington Heights, starts at 8 o'clock, $10 donation. We're going to have some really good musicians there, and we're going to have a good time. So, it's a Saturday night. What else are you doing, you know? I hope everybody comes out. And I always tell people, it's not funny because people will Facebook me and be like, hey, if I come, will you take a picture with me? I'll take as many pictures as you want. Just come out. So we'll have a good time.
Yeah. All right, you know, I was just teasing you. I can say that because I'm a fellow Italian. I'm a paisano.
There you go.
Here,
so that's all good. That's all good. Thanks for taking the time to put me on the air. And, you know, we're going to keep this thing going and try to keep raising money and awareness. And, you know, I just feel like it's good to finally be able to talk about this and just finally be able to do something positive with such a terrible tragedy. And I'm just happy that I'm at this point, because for a long time I wasn't here. So I'm glad that, you know, for me it's therapeutic too. So it's been good all the way around.
Well, and you're going to be performing Chicago, your song Chicago, for the first time live in front of a...
Yeah.
In front of,
isn't that crazy? I've never... Everybody is surprised by that. But, you know, when you record a song, you do it in a studio and you do it... You know, that wasn't my band. Those were guys that we kind of assembled for the show. For the recording. And so every time I've played with bands in the city, nobody has learned the song. You know, everybody just says, hey, why don't you do some covers or whatever? So I'll do some cover songs with some bands. So, yeah, this will be the first time that we actually do it live. So we've rehearsed it a few times. We'll rehearse, you know, before the show, and then we'll hope for the best.
I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. It's a great song, an awesome video. And I'm telling you, the next time you shoot a video, you better call me. You better call
right,
me. I want to
deal.
Hit on that. It looks too much fun. I don't have
all
a
right,
convertible.
All right, deal. Those aerial shots of those. I'll feel that we rented a helicopter for that, but those are all drones that are flying over that we used all that footage. So we expect you to be dancing on the boat next time.
All right. I'm there. Let's do it.
Right.
Ryan Shiverini.
Thanks so
from
much,
Windy City Live. Thanks so much, Ryan. We'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good. See ya.
Okay. I'm playing your song now. Here's Chicago with Ryan Shiverini.
All right.
Enjoy, everybody.
Have you heard about this new song our buddy Ryan Shiverini is doing? You know, it's funny because I never thought he could sing.
But he sure can dance. I think we should be in the video.
I do too. Let's play it now.
We wait all year for the sign. It's goodbye. Those cold and gray skies. The sun is shining. Temperature rising. Summertime, and it's time to hear me funk. Pop the top and grab me a cold. While the boys are cruising, your friends are snoozing. Hot sand and a little bit of boozing. Picture perfect postcard day. I can still hear all the blue eyes say with that big voice cigar. Perfect sound, this is my kind of town, yeah, yeah. Chicago, oh, oh, Chicago, go right with me, Chicago, hey, yeah, Chicago, so much to see. A small town girl coming from the south side. 05 World Series cheer. On the north side they bleed coffee blue, and there's Ernie singing, let's play two for me and you. Go Cubs go. People walking the streets, people dancing to the beat. Jazz blues, lollipop.
Songwriter, the editor, and the star of the fantastic video. You got to check it out on YouTube, everybody. It's a great song. You're going to see him if you come out to the Home Bar in Arlington Heights this Saturday night. You'll see him perform that song live for the very first time. Isn't that a great little song? So thanks so much to my guest, Ryan Shiverini, from the co-host of Windy City Live, for coming on the show today, and to my homeboy, Robbie Gold, for being on the show today as well. Robbie will be at the Home Bar as well in Arlington Heights. It's all for a great cause, so come on out. $10 at the door. You can buy the tickets at the door, in fact, or you can purchase them at homebarchicago.com. Home Bar in Arlington Heights, Saturday night, January 3rd. Kick off the new year with all of us. I'll be emceeing the event. I'm pretty excited about it. Can't wait. So all the proceeds, or a portion of the proceeds, I should say. Keep saying that. Whoops. A portion of the proceeds will go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And now we need to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And thanks so much for all of your support this year. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you Saturday night. Happy New Year 2015. Best wishes to you. And wishing you lots of love and happiness to you all in the new year. Thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Happy New Year!
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I
feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.